Thank you for your interest in our poster. My name is Jay Thompson, and I'm the Vice President of Clinical and Regulatory Affairs. Greenwich is honored to be presenting at this conference. In this poster, we present a summary of the immune response in breast cancer patients to our HER2-new peptide GP2 over the full course of treatment and 5 years of follow-up, all from our phase 2b clinical trial. GP2 is a 9-amino acid peptide of the HER2-new protein. The GP2 peptide is administered along with GM-CSF as a vaccine to educate the immune system to fight HER2-new positive cancer cells. The data reported here was collected in a randomized, controlled, multi-center clinical trial in patients with breast cancer. Patients were randomized to receive either GP2 and GM-CSF or GM-CSF alone after they completed a standard course of Herceptin or after surgery if they didn't receive Herceptin. Patients were treated with 6 intradermal injections monthly in the primary immunization series. Then they received a 4 booster injections every 6 months. Immune response to GP2 was measured over time using a CD8 T cell dimer binding assay and by a delayed type hypersensitivity or DTH skin test. The dimer binding assay detects the percentage of GP2 specific cancer T cells out of the total number of T cells that can kill cancer cells. The DTH skin test measures the diameter of the skin immune response wheel to GP2 in millimeters. The dimer binding assay is a phenotypic clonal expansion assay where GP2 specific CD8 T cells, or CTLs, are quantified. Immune response by the dimer assay was assessed over 2.5 years with blood draws at baseline, then after the 3rd and 6th immunizations in the primary series, and finally after each booster. Let me remind you of the previously published data showing that 5-year invasive disease-free survival in GP2 treated HER2-new 3+ patients was statistically superior to the control population, with 100% of GP2-treated subjects remaining disease-free. The survival curves are presented here in Figure 1, along with the dimer immune response over time. In these HER2-new 3+ patients, the statistically significant immune response increased rapidly and then peaked after about 6 months, around the time that the primary immunizations were completed. Immune response to GP2 remained above baseline for the duration of the assessments. Figure 3 describes immune response as assessed by the DTH skin test. The orthogonal mean of the wheel was measured 48 to 72 hours after injection of GP2 without GM-CSF. This test was conducted at baseline and then at 6 months after the patients had received the 6 vaccinations of the primary series. Immune response by DTH skin test showed a striking, statistically significant effect of treatment with GP2. After the primary immunization series was completed, the median size of the wheel in GP2-treated patients had an orthogonal mean of almost 11 millimeters, while control patients had no measurable skin reactions. Patients with low to intermediate expressing HER2-new 1 or 2+ cancers also had similar immune response detected by both the dimer assay and the DTH skin test. In conclusion, GP2-treated patients, independent of their HER2-new status, experience potent immune response to GP2, far greater than control patients. This proof of mechanism is encouraging and further supports the clinical response we've previously reported.